When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Welcome to our show where we talk about retirement planning with Eric Heckman. He is right here in Silicon Valley, and he's been helping people have remarkable retirements for nearly 30 years now. That is his goal for you, and he is a certified financial planner here to guide you about retirement planning strategies. So we're hearing about tax increases in Congress, okay? Eric's going to help us understand the potential impact they could have on your retirement savings if passed. Plus, time could be running out for you to protect your hard-earned savings. And if you're saving for retirement by using 401ks, do you know about the fees that you're paying for those accounts? Probably not enough. There's a lot here. We're going to cover it today with Eric. So here's the phone number you need to know. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. You may call for a complimentary appointment. And of course, you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, hello to you.
Hey, Luann. Yeah, there's a lot going on, and you know, we'll try to dissect some of it. The hard part is anytime you talk about any of these initial bills or initial plans that you know, like one house, you know, the House in terms has passed, not the Senate yet. It's not signed into law. So, you know, all this stuff's going to change somewhat, but you also know it's going to be somewhat close, right? So if you're in some situation where you might be, it might massively affect you into the somewhat close area. Those are the people I think are going to need to be really paying attention and really probably taking some action sooner than later. Because especially if this bill, like all the Trump tax laws, were done right around Christmas time, where everybody had like a week to read the information right as you're in holiday.
Yeah.
It may not be the best time to be trying to do all that. And especially if there's a lot of selling pressure, because a lot of it has to do with capital gains. So, you know, this may actually affect the stock market some.
Wow. So a lot of things are up in the air right now with taxes. Just tell us, how do you navigate people throughout all these changes?
Well, so the hardest part is if you have no plan, it's really tough, right? So if you've got a plan, you know where you're heading, and then you run into a detour, you at least know, okay, I'm trying to get over there, you know, hey, Google, reroute me or something, right? And, you know, at least here with our firm, you know, people would say, hey, Eric, can you reroute me to where I want to be in retirement? And if you have a plan, that's easy to do. If you have no plan, it's really, really tough. So, you know, a couple things would be is where are you in the income spectrum? A lot of this tax law is 400,000 single, 450 married. Now, a lot of people say, oh, I'm nowhere near that. Well, maybe your total income's 200 or 250, but maybe you've got some stocks that have shot up massively, or maybe you're thinking of selling your house and you've got a huge gain there. You may be in that over 450 bracket, even though you're not right now, if you take action and sell those things. I mean, especially something like a house, you can't just sell a couple shares here and there,
right? Right? So you gotta sell the whole house.
Usually you gotta sell the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
So if you're gonna downsize and you're waiting for a couple more years, but then that capital gain may go up by 5 or 10% tax. If that gain's $1 million, you know, that's 50,000 more in taxes, or even 100,000 more in taxes. I mean, that's not a small number, right? That's right. A big number.
Yeah.
And so that may make you need to have to take some action sooner than planned. So, you know, I think that's going to be the tougher part, is helping people navigate that issue. If it's not something that you have to do, but something you're going to be doing, when should you take that action, right?
Mm-hmm. So are there any moves maybe we should consider doing before the end of 2021 if we are worried about tax increases?
So the biggest one that I've seen kind of attacked massively in there is this whole so-called backdoor or two-step Roth, and then the mega backdoor Roth. And so what these are is if you have no other IRA and you're funding a non-deductible IRA, and then the next day turning around and converting it to a Roth, there's, in essence, you're kind of skirting around the rules about, you know, who can contribute to a Roth. And so that's one they're trying to get rid of for all income levels, everybody. So
okay.
That one That one I can guarantee you affect you, because if you have any income level, right, it's going to affect you. And the mega backdoor one. Now, this is something where about 2014, a lot of big companies started adding this in their 401k, where you can dump in up to 30 grand sometimes in after-tax money and then turn around and convert it. This is over and above the $26,000 or $19,000 maximum for the 401k. So, you know, it's a ton of money you can put in there. And so that one, they're trying to get rid of altogether. So that, if you have that at your company, I would probably, if you can afford it, you know, put your whole paycheck in there for the rest of the year. And then,
wow.
And then before December 31st, turn around and convert that all, right? Before they do that, because this is going to probably be the last time you'll ever be able to do that. Again, those are all income levels. So yes, it will affect you.
So. Wow, interesting. How could this impact people who are deciding where to put their retirement savings?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's going to be a big deal, because some of these options are going to go away. So, you know, there's, you know, Roth is, if you can fund a Roth, Roth is great. The hard part is it sounds like a lot of people who have higher incomes aren't going to be able to, you know, fund Roth. And right now, if once you're over 200,000, you know, for married couples, you can't do it, and 125 for single. So, the options for that are going to be a lot more limited. I mean, overfunded life insurance has been a great tool for a long time, still been around. We did some Ed Slott webinars about this, about Roth and life insurance are really the only two places that you can get truly tax-free benefits and growth. And so that's one thing that I think is going to be a lot more favorable. But again, it comes down to having a plan. You know, if you want to get a really educated about this and really figure out your situation, you know, we can actually create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we can have a plan that once all these changes are known, we can go, hey, this is what you should do today, and get you that alert out right away before the year ends if some of that stuff has to be done this year. So, you know, if that's something you want to take advantage of, there's no cost, no fee. We've been waiving our fees during COVID times here. So all you have to do is set up a phone call or a Zoom meeting with us to just kind of go over your situation, and we'll go from there. But again, no cost, no obligation. Give us a call, 800-454-1184. Or you can also text the word VISIT. That's the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184.
And you can always find them online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com. And so Eric would love to meet with you and explain it to you in a much easier to understand conversation, one-on-one or over the phone, all complimentary. Take advantage of that phone number. We thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. So how can we get a better handle on all of these things, taxes and fees and penalties and their impact or potential impact on our retirement?
Well, you know, it's just like anything, you know, you have to have a plan, right? So if you want to go on a great vacation, you want to go drive someplace or any of those types of things, you want to do a home improvement project, you know, it's best to have a plan to see, okay, here, what do I need to go from here to there? And how am I going to do it? And what are going to be the issues along the way? So, you know, again, no different here. You know, what you got to do is you have to have a real plan. And, you know, that's what we do here at Heckman Financials. We create the blueprint to worry less wealth. And what that is it's an income plan, shows you how your money is going to run out for the rest of your life, the taxes along the rest of your lifetime, not just 1 year. What's your investment risk level? What's the, you know, volatility issues there? What are the tax issues with those investments? And then also, of course, taxes is all three of those, in, you know, investments, income, and taxes are super closely related. And then lastly, the last two areas are healthcare, you know, how are you going to pay for that? Where are you going to get it from? Long-term care issues. And then lastly, legacy, who's going to get your stuff. So, you know, if that's something you want to take advantage of and you want to get some more information, again, there's no cost, no fee for right now for our process. Again, give us a call, 800-454-1184. Or text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for Your Retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text INCOME to 800-454-1184. Text the word INCOME to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. And you know, Eric is an author. He wrote the book, Worry Less Wealth. And he wrote that book to open up our eyes to all things we need to be paying attention to have a remarkable retirement. I think we all dream of retirement. And Eric helps people retire every day. You can go to his website, request this book online at wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com, or you can call him to request it, 800-454-1184. So, Eric, in the past, we've talked about baby boomers retiring every single day in droves of 10,000. By 2030, all these people, all baby boomers, will be 65 years old. Up to bat for retirement will be the Generation X. Can you believe that?
Yep. Yeah, definitely. Times are changing. So that's going to definitely make some shifts in the, you know, economics and so forth.
Yeah. But all right, we're going to talk about Gen X in just a little bit. But I do want to talk about the baby boomers that are retiring. And even thanks to the pandemic in 2020, numbers have picked up even more. So when you have that many people leaving the workforce at one time, what do you say could be the potential impact on the economy? Anything?
Yeah, well, there's going to be a lot of things. Obviously, retirement stuff, destinations, adventures, all travel and stuff, which got slowed down by pandemic, but should be rapidly speeding up here in the future for some time because of all these baby boomers want to go do that bucket list stuff, right? They want to go check off all those items. And so, you know, when they do that, they're spending money, and that's going to be good for the economy. Now, of course, they're not going to be making the money. And so hopefully there's enough people behind them to help out. And then there will be a much bigger drawdown on the stock market because a lot of those people, as they get older, they want to have less risk, more guaranteed income. And so there's going to be less of a buying demand on the stock market from all those people that, especially once you're 50 and up, those are the people that are really socking away usually the most money because they realize they didn't do enough early on.
Yeah.
And so that, and plus just legally with 401k, you can do, you know, you have that catch-up provision where you can do $6,500 more. So, you know, there's a lot more money going into the market. And if those people all retire and start sucking the money back out of the stock market, yeah, that can definitely going to have an effect. And of course, healthcare is going to be another big effect. A lot of those people are going to need home health care and other issues. And there's going to be a big strain on that because I don't think we've really built up enough infrastructure for all that. So, yeah, there's definitely going to be some changing demographics going forward.
So get this. The first Gen Xers are in their mid-50s now. I'm shocked, actually. I can't believe that. But what would you want to say to help those people make the most out of these next 10 to 15 years, Eric?
Well, since I'm kind of one of them, I'm not the mid part of the 50s, but early part, you know, so yeah, I mean, this is the time to be really, you know, like I said, putting the money away, putting it away right. I mean, right now we all realize that, you know, Congress we've had tax bills that have been passed that had no way to pay for themselves, so they have to expire. We've had all sorts of, you know, giveaways and handouts from the government to get us through the pandemic. And nobody's really talking about how to pay our bills back. And the only way the government pays their bills back is by taxes, right? So if the tax revenues don't go up, then tax rates go up. And so more and more, I would say, be looking at tax-free investing, tax-efficient, other options. I mean, you obviously can do Roth stuff. You can do after-tax 401k, convert to a Roth if you have that option. You can even do specially designed stuff with smart life insurance designs. But you got to watch out in that area, because there's people talking about laser funds and other dorky names of stuff that's that really should not be used. And really, I just like to call it what it is and say what the tool actually is. But it can be a great tool also to have some tax-free money. So I think everything, not only should you be, if you're in your 50s and up, saving a lot more, but you also should be way more tax efficient, because odds are you already have a big old pile of money that's already going to be taxed. And when you hit retirement, it's going to be even bigger by the time you get there. So you're going to have some tax headaches. So don't add fuel to the fire.
Right, right. The question always comes up about, Social Security going to be there? Do you think Gen X can count on that? You guys going to be able to count on that, Eric? Or is that conversation totally different?
Well, it's still, a very big unknown, right? Because if you go on their website, they always, tell you that, hey, whatever year, it changes a little bit year to year, but roughly, somewhere in the 2035 range typically is where it falls. And usually it's, we could pay about 80% of our bills. It's like calling your mortgage company, say, oh, I'm just going to pay 80% of my mortgage. Like, no, they're not going to let you do that. And so, that's the tough part is, you should be able to count on something, but of course it's getting taxed away also. So you get that money and then you pay tax on it. There's going to probably be something there always, right? Because it's something we all paid into. It's going to probably have to change a little bit again. And so, you got to take the action. You got to do stuff and you got to make sure, that money's going to last for the rest of your life. And, how can you do that? Well, one of the things that we have here at Heckman Financial is we actually have a great report that you can download. All you have to do is text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money, 800-454-1184, or you can just download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we thank you so much for listening. Glad you joined us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And Eric, if someone's in their 40s now, and I know they have a lot of time now before retirement, but what would you say that they should be doing right now?
No different than every other person, right? Just
same.
Save, right? I mean, I've actually run into a lot of people who, they're in their 30s and they say, hey, I want to be done by, 50 years, 55 or even 45. And so just because you're young doesn't mean you may not, you may not be as close to retirement. It's just, how are you saving the money? What are you doing? There's some kind of always truths, right? So if you're saving 15 to 20% of your pay, and some of that can be short term, just for emergency money, some of that should be kind of medium term for the next big goal of, whatever you're going to buy in 3 to 5 years. But a lot of that should be long term. And, so if you're putting that money away, I don't care if you're in your 20s or 50s, you're going to do very well. And if your goal is to retire earlier, then you may even be putting more away. I mean, I met with one couple that, they were saving, I think, just about 50% of their income. But ironically, of course, they were thinking about buying a house. And once we did the math on that, I'm like, yeah, you're going to be down to about, 15, 20% of your income that you're going to be able to save. And they wanted to retire, super young, like 45 or something. And so it could be done, but if you're going to spend a ton on the house, and depending on how that goes, right, it may not totally work. But as long as you're putting that money away, you're going to be able to say probably retire earlier. There's no doubt about it. Everybody I've met with ever, the ones who save more, save big money early on, have done better. So, just putting that money away and being tax smart and doing a lot more Roth, other things, that's going to be payoff in big terms in the end.
Right. That's awesome. The funny thing is, so many people are wanting to retire so young. I mean, everybody who is in their 20s that I know of, because, my kids are that age, they're all saying, I want to be retired by 50. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of years to be retired. So I do hope they're saving. But getting back to the Gen Xers who are in their 50s, you mentioned being tax efficient. So again, the Gen Xers are in their 50s now. You are one of them, Eric. So retirement is getting so much closer. I want you to dive in a little bit deeper about what they need to be thinking about doing to get ready for retirement.
Well, obviously, we've been talking a lot about taxes and saving, trying to be more tax-free. The other big one would be, how do you have some lifetime income? It may sound early, but there's a lot of great products out there that if you have a 10-year runway, as I like to call it, time to speed up, you can have some great lifetime income that's increasing And, you know, it can be a really great thing for you to have that, because if you get some Social Security, you get some other lifetime income, you know, then you don't have to worry about your portfolio as much. But if you wait till you're like 1, 2, 3 years from retirement, which is what happens a lot of times when people are talking to me, you know, it's just, you know, the runway space is too small and it gets harder to do. So, yeah, that'd be one of the things I'd be looking at. And again, you got to look at having a holistic plan. You want to look at everything together. And that's why we built the blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about your retirement and your money and more about having fun and enjoying life. So you got to have that income plan, the income for life. How long is that money going to last? That's what we do with here with the blueprint to worry less wealth. There's no cost right now, no fee that we're charging. We'll have a first talk on the phone, find out what's going on, have that second meeting, either Zoom or in person, and go over how you're headed, where you're going, and tell you what's good and what's bad. And then it's up to you if you want to take action or not. So again, if you want to really help yourself, give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, just leave us a message, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Thanks for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We're talking about Gen Xers, and those people are now in their mid-50s right now, believe it or not, and they're not retiring in droves yet, probably, but they're worried that they might not be ready for retirement, kind of like Bobby and I were, Eric, when we were in our 50s. So we don't talk a whole lot about Gen Xers on our show, but I think we're going to here soon because, you know, they're the people who are coming up on retirement. These people have more than 10 years until retirement. What should their priorities be right now in terms of saving?
Well, of course, just putting that money away, right? Figuring out how to get every dime they can in there. Obviously, like myself, figure out how to survive tuition payments for right, for college costs. I'm done with one son, got one in, and then one more to go.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, so that's one thing that definitely for a lot of people in that age group is going to be a money drain as you're trying to also save for the future, right? So, you know, being smart about that and taking smart actions. So a lot of times a little too late for you to be doing 529 plans and all that if you're already, you know, in the middle of the cost. But, you know, figure out what's the best way to fund them, pay for them, those types of things. But yeah, you know, really, it always comes down to always the same thing. Are you saving 15 or 20%? Are you socking that money away? Is it going to be tax efficient? Do you have some, you know, the three types of money? I mean, the three types of money are, I think, one of the pieces that people totally miss. And that's foundational money, steady income money, and market funds. So your 401k has one choice in it, only one choice. It's all market. Stocks, bonds, you know, different types of markets, but it's all stocks and bond markets. So it's all risk money. In terms of your IRAs or your regular dollars, you've got a lot more options. And that's where you can have some foundational money, some stuff that's guaranteed to not lose money. Stuff right now that's probably paying around 3 to 7 on average, hopefully kind of averaging, you know, at least 5 to 6 long term. And then you have that steady income money. This is stuff that pays really high dividends, high income. Even if you don't need the income, you can obviously reinvest the income in the market or someplace else if you want. But this is stuff that's lower volatility. So typically stuff like real estate or credit funds, other things. And these are typically paying right now about 5 to 7%. And then, of course, got some growth on top of that. So, you know, having those other two pots of money and not having it 100% in the market it's going to be really great for you in those times when the market tanks, because then you have those other areas that you can run to and if you need them. But if it's 100% in the market and the market goes, 100% of your money drops. And so that's what we don't want to have happen, right?
Right. So if you do have the responsibilities, let's say, of, you know, taking care of your kids, but then also maybe having to take care of your parents, you know, sometimes we turn into the caregiver. Talk about how that can potentially impact your own well-being in the future, Eric.
Well, I mean, there's two things. One conference I went to now several years ago, I was down in San Diego, and they actually had I think it was UC San Diego, not San Diego State, but they had these people come in, and they had actually measured physiologically, and they could see the effects of caregiving. Mm. Literally, of people who were caregivers, it actually took a physical effect. And so that's one thing to be watching for. And then, of course, the other one is the financial effect. Mm-hmm. I had a client right after their youngest daughter graduated from high school was also calling me up, asking me for advice. And they live in another part of the country now, but he was asking me advice on their dad, who still lives here in California, and he was needing care. And so, yeah, it is definitely the sandwich generation, right? I had graduation in 1 week and trying to find a specialized care for your father, right? So, and that's one of those things that definitely is going to be more and more prevalent going forward. And, there is some stuff you want to do and stuff you don't want to do. I mean, lots of times, like, brother was initially saying, hey, let's just start giving them some money. We'll put it in their bank account. It's like, no. There's a lot of things that you can do in terms of getting some government help and assistance and other things that you would not be able to get if you give them money directly and stuff. So there, you definitely want to have some good advice when those kind of things happen. Years and years ago, I had somebody who was doing a lot of community outreach with, and we were in lots of different groups together. She had to take care of both her parents. They both needed care at the same time. She was in sales. And guess what? She had almost no energy to do sales anymore. And she was mostly commission-based, did like office products and stuff. And so her business was down a bunch. She made a lot less money. She couldn't put money into retirement plans then. And so helping her parents for 5 years as they spent down everything and had almost nothing left to give her after they passed away, she lost a ton of time because not only did she not make money, but she wasn't saving money. And so then, that's kind of like a double whammy, right? So you have to be super careful about, how much you can help somebody. And sometimes you have to just say, hey, let some of the government, fail safe programs help out or other things. But you don't want to jeopardize your entire financial future just helping them. So it's a tough spot to be for sure.
Yeah, it really is. Eric, your blueprint to worryless wealth covers so many things. How do you help people with this issue right here of healthcare?
Yeah, well, the blueprint to worryless wealth, I mean, it's where we want you to worry less about your money and more about having fun and enjoying life. There's five areas. Obviously, you have to have income. So we have an income extension program, the income extender. We talk about investment optimizer. How do you make sure those are in the right spots? Tax minimizer for the rest of your life, not just one part of time. And then that healthcare navigator. How do you go through all these stuff like Medicare and long-term care, home health care, all those types of issues and have the money there? And then legacy template. Who's going to get your money when you're gone? So, those are the five areas of the blueprint. Something that you really, really got to look at and make sure you have set up right and ahead of time. Not like I need this stuff for yesterday. Right? that doesn't work that way. That's one of the things we can do here at Heckman Financial. We first set up just a quick phone call, find out what your issues, what your worries are. And then we'll set up another time to talk, go over your actual blueprint, tell you where you're headed, go look at these five areas. And then it's up to you if you want to have us help you with it or if you want to take care of it on your own. But again, right now we're waiving that planning fee of $1,500. So, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message at 800-454-1184 or book directly online at Wealth Creator Radio. Com.
Don't forget, you can request his book, Worry Less Wealth, complimentary on their website, wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks for listening to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So the good news for Gen Xers that we've been talking about today is even if they're stressed about retirement, they have time on their side to keep saving. So I want to talk about what they need to be thinking about, Eric, to make the transition smooth as they head into retirement.
Yeah, well, I mean, mostly, it's, of course, just having that plan, right? I mean, if you're just driving down the road and you have no idea where you're going, you'll get someplace, right?
Yeah, but so, where, right?
But where, who knows? And it may be an interesting thing to do once or twice, but right. I wouldn't keep going that way. So yeah, really what you need to do is you need to have that income plan set up. You know, you need to know where those investments are. How are they starting to transition to some more foundational and steady income monies, not just market monies? Do you have that you know, that income kind of feel for it now, not just accumulation, because you need all that planning done. You know, those are the things that I think a lot of people, you know, aren't really just really thinking about, right? They just say, hey, retirement someplace down the road, retire, you know, but hold it. How do I get, I used to get a paycheck. How do I get one now? Well, one of the hardest things to do is, you know, figure out, okay, if I've got all this money, I've got all these things here, where does that big check come from? Well, it's not a big check anymore. It's lots of little checks. So, you know, that's the big thing that you have to do. So one of the things that we can kind of make sure you have, if you want to get a copy of it, is, you know, making sure that you, you know, make sure that money lasts as long as you do. So there's a report called Money. Easy enough, right? All you have to do is text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money, 800-454-1184. 1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for Your Retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. I've got one of my monthly contributors here, Drew Frampton from O2 Mortgage. And we're going to be talking about refinancing, but probably one of the ones that I always warn people about, because I've just actually, I think my parents accidentally taught me this one. When they first went to retire, they decided to refinance because rates went down right after they retired. And they said, you can't we can't refinance. You have no income, because they had gotten some packages to get paid off to, you know, stop working. It was back in .com crash days. And so, yeah, they couldn't get that loan because they didn't have Social Security coming in. They didn't have IRAs turning on and all that. So, Drew, tell us about, is it really hard? Is it impossible? What happens when you first retire, and can you refinance?
Yeah, it's definitely something that we run into from time to time. And it's not impossible, right? It certainly isn't impossible if you're retired. But it does change things. So just to talk high level first and then kind of zero in on a few examples. The way lenders look at qualifying for a refinance or any mortgage is they're going to look at monthly income, right? Because mortgages are paid monthly here in the U.S., so they're going to say, okay, well, can you make this monthly payment? You know, if you're a W-2 employee, you're getting paid on a regular basis, it's pretty straightforward, right? Like your scenario with your parents, right? They were getting paid a salary, and then all of a sudden, you know, they switch over and possibly don't have any money coming in for a certain amount of time until, you know, they start taking distributions and whatnot. So the way lenders look at it is they're going to first look at what kind of monthly income do we have coming in. And Eric, you'll
well, set monthly income, right? I mean, stuff that's actually being paid, right?
Exactly. Set monthly. Yeah. So, you know, Social Security or pension that's coming in on a monthly basis, right? If you know, you just take a retirement distribution, you know, once a year or something like that, the lender is not going to look at that the same way that, you know, you or I might look at it. So they would look at, you know, taking a monthly distribution as opposed to a yearly or when needed. And Eric, I'm curious, is that something that, you know, people do just as needed, or what's typical for a retirement distribution?
Well, I mean, lots of times, I mean, especially some products, like especially some of the guaranteed products, they're really good to take the money just annually, because you don't earn interest in between the, you know, the 2 points in time there. So there's definitely some financial products where it's better just to take a lump sum and put it in your money market or savings. I mean, there's not much you're going to earn there, but, you know, you earn a few pennies. Yeah, but yeah, I agree with you. We've had problems before where people, we actually have somebody we're working on right now where they're trying to buy the new house before they sell their house. They don't want to go through the stress of, you know, selling their place and having to buy a new one. So they're trying to get a loan temporarily, basically, but they're having to go through all the process, right? They don't like the fact that they got annual payments. But the problem mm-hmm. is some of those payments were in, I think one was February, one was April. Well, we can't turn those into monthly payments because they already got the annual payments. So we have to wait till next year. So yeah, the lender's actually not counting that money. And it's like, that's real money. They really right. get it.
You know, a thing I see quite a bit, and I don't know the ins and outs of it. I'm not retired yet, but typically, you know, we'll see these annual distributions, and we're looking at, okay, well, can you flip those over to a monthly distribution? And that can change things up quite a bit as far as the retirement plan that you have.
And so what happens if, I mean, you know, like for my parents, literally they had to wait another year before they could refinance because the feedback they were getting from all the lenders down that, you know, that's 20 years ago, but at that time were, yeah, no, you have to show a steady income for so many months. So what's the, like the mm-hmm. timeline? Does it have to be like a couple months? Does it have to be, you know, timeline, or just is it coming out?
Yeah, it depends on a couple of different things. I mean, if you can show that you've got things like Social Security or pension coming soon, right, or are already being received, we can account for that typically. If you've got, you know, a retirement account that you'll eventually be drawing from, that you can set up a distribution. It would be a monthly, not like what we're talking about, or you can set it up as long as it lands in your account. And we have some sort of letter from your financial institution stating that it's been set up, and it's been set up on a monthly basis, then we can account for that. I don't know if everyone keeps that on a monthly basis or not, but a lender will want to see the letter, and they'll want to see that it's at least received, you know, 1 month, sometimes 2 months, depending on the lender. So that would be also a possibility where, you know, you go to a lender, you haven't set it up yet, everything looks good, and then within the refi process or the purchase process, you set up a monthly distribution from your retirement.
I guess on the flip side, if somebody, I know we just referred you somebody that was working with us, and she just retired. She doesn't have the first check deposited, but she has, you know, she will be getting a pension. But if she had done this, say a month or two before she retired, is that also hazardous? Because, I mean, usually don't they kind of verify your pay like one last time right before you close, or?
Yeah, so we will check right before we submit to underwriting. We'll check in the middle of underwriting and the very end. So, you know, somewhere around the, you know, 30 to sometimes lenders take 60 days to close on a refi. You know, we're going to check three times to make sure you're still employed. So beginning, middle, and end.
And so if you're retiring end of the month, you know, or something, yeah, don't, it ain't going to fly, right? You're basically going to have to wait or something, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So you'd want to time it where you have a little bit of time. And then the other piece is, you know, if a lender calls and says, you know, is Mr. or Mrs. Borrower still employed? And they say, yes, but, and they volunteer some information. Typically they don't, but, you know, at a smaller company, sometimes somebody would say something like that just to be friendly. Then that would pose an issue as well. You know, we're throwing a retirement party for him tomorrow or something.
Right. So. Yeah. So I guess it sounds like the guidance would be, you know, 3 months before retiring, or probably 3 or 4 months after retiring is when you can refinance, but right around it might be pretty hazardous or pretty tough because you're either not going to have the income verification, or you won't have that history of those, you know, those payments coming in, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it, right with that transition from salary to retirement, that usually just because there's things kind of coming in, or like, you know, with your parents, there was that payout. So they weren't going to take retirement for a bit of time. That will be tough. It's not impossible. And there are a couple of other things you may want to consider. These are kind of dependent on your particular situation, but you've been working your entire life and you hire a great financial planner, right? And they
yep.
help you amass lots and lots of wealth. And so now, you're finally able to retire. You've got all those funds. You're no longer bringing in income because you already have the assets, right? Lenders are really peculiar with how they look at things, and they really break it down to, is it income or is it assets? Now, technically, once you receive that income, you put it in your asset pile, it's all the same. It's sometimes hard to think for a lender, is this asset, how do we account for this being income, right? So if you have enough funds, enough assets, we can do a calculation to convert your assets into income. And that's typically referred to as an asset depletion calculation. So let's say you have a $1 million and your loan amount's $500,000. Well, you and I, Eric, we'd look at it and go, well, that seems like a pretty easy loan. They've got twice as much assets as a loan amount. They're more than likely going to pay it. And if worst case, they could just pay off the loan. A lender doesn't look at it just like that. They're going to try to figure out, can you make the payments? And so we have to do some sort of calculation to figure out, well, how much money do you have every month to pay the mortgage if that's what you were going to do instead of just pay off the mortgage in its entirety? So that's called an asset depletion calculation. And that's also something that you may want to consider depending on how much assets you have in your account.
Yeah, it can be definitely frustrating. So what's the best way to get a hold of you guys to start that process?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to chat on the phone. Give us a call at 408-610-3210. We'll talk through your retirement plan and how a refinance may or may not work for you. 408-610-3210.
And with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You are listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and Eric is in his 28th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. And before COVID, you've done a lot of these events anyway, not just necessarily a webinar where it's online, but you did a lot of educational events, you did women events, you've done workshops, dinner workshops, and then even the drive-in movie at the soccer stadium. That sounded like a blast, Eric.
More like a honk.
But, oh, a honk. I love that idea, though.
Yeah, that was a fun night, and we were watching the Tax Train, which is a slightly depressing movie about taxes, and that was from 2018. Mm-hmm. And the crazy part about that is I think the national debt was $3 trillion or maybe $4 trillion less just
the 2 years Good before grief. We were doing this. So that's how much it had changed in just that short time, you know, for that movie. And so the reason we're doing this webinar is really to kind of do a couple things. One is recap what happened last year. I mean, it was a great year in the market after the biggest drop and the fastest drop and fastest recovery ever in the market. So it's kind of crazy to have the worst and the best. Sounds like a Dickens novel, but, you know, all in the same time frame, and then end up having the year do very well. I mean, you know, double digit returns was fantastic, but it was crazy because, you know, all these people are out of work, all this other, you know, businesses shut down and so forth. And so what we want to do is not just look at the past, but also looking, forward with a new president. We know there's going to be new rules for the game. We know there's going to be higher taxes. The Federal Reserve's printing money. So what does that mean to you down the road? What should you be doing? How can you like take action this year to save money on taxes? Because if we know the taxes are going to be higher next year and probably all the years after, what should we do now, right? That's what we're going to go over. And it's going to be a live webinar. So if you have any other questions or anything you want to ask me, you know, we'll try to touch on all that. We'll have a chat room kind of thing there. And so I'll try to hit all those. You know, and so give you some advice how to go forward and really just hopefully get you some good information. So the webinar is on January 27th at 6 p.m. Again, it's a live webinar, so it's something you can watch from wherever, on whatever kind of device you want. And, and then also I would still say register even if you can't make it, because anybody who can't make it, we'll send you a replay link, and so at least you can watch it. You could still ask a question. We'd have to email you back. It wouldn't be live feedback, but, definitely you want to get that information and get that set up. So how can you find it? Where do you go? Well, you go to wealthcreatorradio.com. That's the easiest place to sign up. Again, wealthcreatorradio.com. Or if you want, we can text you the link. All you have to do is text the word webinar to 800-454-1184. Again, webinar to 800-454-1184.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text checklist today to 800-454-1184. That's checklist to 800-454-1184.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.